As the moon pulls away, it'll put an end to one of nature's most glorious spectacles, a total solar eclipse. The moon is 400 times smaller than the sun, but at the moment it's also precisely 400 times closer to the Earth than the sun is. This amazing coincidence means that when the moon passes directly in front of the sun, it appears exactly the same size. We are living at the only time in the history of the solar system when this unique spectacle is possible. As the moon drifts away from us, this awe-inspiring sight will be over forever. So over the years, scientists continued to make new discoveries about our moon. But somehow, it was never enough to reignite our passion for our closest neighbor. And that was partly because our attention had turned elsewhere. There are over 150 other moons in the solar system. And by the late 1970s, we were starting to explore them. The results were spectacular. The journey of discovery began with the Voyager probes. They were sent to explore the outer solar system, the gas giants like Jupiter and Saturn. Until now, these extraordinary worlds had been seen only through telescopes. It took 2 years for these probes to reach their first port of call, Jupiter. Scientists all over the world were gripped, waiting for the first close-up pictures of the great giant. But when Voyager started transmitting pictures back to Earth, they were in for a surprise. It seemed it was Jupiter's moons, rather than the planet itself, that held the most exciting secrets.
We thought the moons of the outer planets would be lumps of ice covered in craters. And that was about it.
But when Voyager started transmitting back pictures of Jupiter's innermost moon, Io, there was a strange anomaly. A young NASA scientist spotted an odd-looking bulge on the moon's side.
I came in about 9 o'clock that morning to the navigation area, and the tape with the pictures the spacecraft had taken the day before was on my desk. I put them on the computer system and I displayed them. And I could see that Io, the moon of Io, was a crescent, as very often our own moon is a crescent in the night sky. And I went and enhanced the brightness, and there appeared beside Io an object, a huge object that looked like something I couldn't recognize and could never have expected, and it completely captured my attention. I wanted to know so badly what that was that I just had to ask myself, my goodness, what is that?